You wanted racist, you got racist.
Howdy, folks. Welcome back to the White Power Hour.
Once you go black, you go running back.
Now, here are them good old boys. Ricky.
Do you like Asians?
Ew.
And Gray and Wizard Julian.
Why does every time somebody describes themselves as a black male, it sounds like a crime to me? Once you go black, you dial 911 to get your wallet back. Wake up, America. If you vote for anybody on the left in the 2010 elections, we will lose America.
I don't care what they say. Them boys ain't queer.
Why's it gotta be black?
You know why.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you've downloaded episode 275. Today is Sunday, April 4th.
That was 274.
Fuck. Well, that's okay. 2010.
Yes.
Thank you to Lou for our new intro. We
yes,
love it.
Thank you, Lou.
He always makes awesome shit.
I know.
Hung out with Lou last night, and he said he's going to make a couple more, too.
That would be excellent.
So that's awesome. So, Easter Sunday.
It's also known as Zombie Jesus
Zombie
Day.
Zombie Jesus Day. Did you get that text message I sent you with the Jesus cartoon?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I forget who sent it to me, but oh, well. I hate sometimes when that shit doesn't work.
Yeah.
Me.
Everybody, Easter's been canceled. They found the body.
Oh, today's been excellent.
Low-key.
Yes. But the weather
it's been beautiful today. Awesome. Yes.
It got kind of hot there around 3 or 4 when I was walking. I was like, ooh. The sun was beating down on me.
That's about the time I washed Donico.
I thought I smelled something good. Shampoo... It's fucking good.
Cherry vanilla.
I know. It's awesome.
So hopefully it'll get the dandruff off his ass.
Poor thing.
Between the change in the diet and the shampoo, hopefully
that'll help.
We're heading in the right direction with him.
And today Finbar got a bath too.
I know. He doesn't look like a used Q-tip anymore.
I know. He's not all like...
Dirty
and have dreads on him or anything. He's a big furball now.
Yeah.
Which probably means a lot more fur will be coming out. But I brushed him, so it should be okay.
Cool.
Here with two old fags talking about our animals.
We don't have anything else to do. Are you making coffee at 1 in the afternoon? Yes. I'm old. I like coffee.
Today's been laundry day for me. I have not been able to wash all my clothes since I got back from Chicago.
It was so funny trying to watch you wrestle the laundry basket. Plus 80 pounds out of your bathroom because there was literally more hanging out of the laundry basket than
what was in it.
Yeah.
Well, I did have two blankets that I needed to wash because I went from where I went camping. So,
they had stuff on them.
No, they did not have anything on them at all. Thank you very much. So, let's see. What do we have here to talk about today?
Well, I'll start by talking about my medical ailments here.
Oh, God. You and Connor were a match made in heaven today.
I know. All weekend. Mm-hmm. I wake up Thursday morning, and I have what I thought was tooth pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, in my gum, and I'm like, fuck. It hurts, So I start making calls to dentists because mm-hmm. I'm on a new dental plan. And
which apparently I've heard sucks.
Oh my God. So I called a few dentists that were on the list of people that take it. And they're like, well, you have to call your insurance company and designate us as your dentist. And then next month when they send us the list, you can make an appointment with us. I'm like, but I hurt today. They're like, we're sorry. I'm like, God damn, this sucks.
You know what? Dentist bitches are fucked. They can be bitches. Yeah. They don't give a shit.
No.
And dental pain is one of the worst things ever.
Oh my God, you'll do just about anything to get out of tooth pain.
Right.
So I ended up calling my old dentist, and they gave me a 3 o'clock appointment. So I went in, he's taps on the teeth and does an x-ray and pokes around in there a little bit. And he's like, well, you have a gum infection. He's like, well, we're just going to, give you a cleaning and that should take care of the problem. So they did a cleaning, gave me this special mouthwash, and sent me them all away. The next morning I wake up and the whole side of my face is swollen like a chipmunk.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, this is not good.
Right.
You know, so Connor came over that morning. He's like, you don't look so good. I'm like, yeah, I think I'm going to call my regular doctor since the dentists are all closed since it was Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to my regular doctor and who is, he's pretty damn good. And mm-hmm. he's like,
I'm switching doctors.
He's like, you don't have a gum infection. You have, I forget what he called it, but it's an infection of the
salivatory gland.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the glands that produces your saliva. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave me a steroid antibiotic and something for pain.
Yeah, but you got to tell him how you did the pain.
Well, he brings in two prescriptions to begin with, and I'm like, "Is it? Would I be able to get something for pain too?" He's like, "No," and I was fucking hurting at this point, and I'm like, "Okay." He's like, "Wow, you really don't feel good, do you?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "You're not going to argue with me?" I'm like, "It's like, when have I ever said no to you?" I'm like, "Okay." So he wrote me a nice big prescription for Vicodin.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
How many did you get?
45.
Fuck. Somebody's going to have a party.
I love my doctor.
I love him too.
But anyway, Connor came over Friday morning mm-hmm. and he's been having back issues, which for some reason flared back up that morning.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets over and he's hobbling and, you know, can't stand up straight all the way. So mm-hmm. we were pretty much invalids all weekend long.
Two old-ass people sitting in a house with nothing to do.
No, him because he can't walk or sit in a car. And me because...
you're too vain and you don't want any people to see you.
Duh.
Well, what's the deal when you went to go get your medication? You didn't want to go out because...
Oh, no. We dropped off my prescriptions in the drive-thru. And I went in to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Some black lady stared at me because I had chipmunk cheek. I'm like, this must be what ugly people go through.
Oh. So you pretty much didn't want to show your face for us the weekend.
No, I don't want to be stared at like I'm a freak show.
Right.
I mean, I'm used to being looked at because I'm pretty, but not being stared and gawked at because I'm hideous.
Oh, well, your face looks better.
Yeah, it's gone down somewhat.
Julian says I've been on my man period this weekend.
You have?
You really?
Yeah, you really have. Between, which is another subject about us testing out our restaurant.
Yeah, I have that on the list.
We'll get into that, but yeah, you've kind of been snappy all weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so. Maybe
you bats have ears, you know.
Maybe you need a shot of penicillin.
Yeah, I could use that, but
because
apparently no one's given it up lately. So
you need something to make you happy.
Well, last week... go ahead.
You know, you remember when my antidepressants were working real good, and you're like, I can tell the new ones are working because you mm-hmm. smile at me.
Right.
That would be you right now if you got happy all of a sudden.
Oh, I'd smile?
Because you have not been real pleasant all weekend. You haven't been Ricky.
Right. I don't know why.
Because you're usually real perky and bubbly and... Mm-hmm. No, not this weekend. It's been more like grouchy, middle-aged...
Ricky.
Gay man.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, saw Chuck and Jody at the theater the other day.
I heard about that.
That's all.
Okay.
We have a special album art for that... From what I saw.
For that occasion?
Yes, for that occasion. So, just want to say thanks to all the douchebags out there. Thank you. Well, I had jury duty last week.
Speaking of douchebags,
mm-hmm.
I love people posting pictures of themselves wearing Ed Hardy.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah. That should not even be allowed. I'm sorry.
Why would you post pictures of yourself wearing Ed Hardy?
Ed Hardy is so douchey. Yes. Oh, my God. For real. Stop it, people. Stop it.
Stop it. That's like Crocs.
I don't think Crocs are as bad as Ed Hardy.
They're not as douchey
mm-hmm.
as Ed Hardy, but they are.
Crocs are just unfriendly
Crocs
and
are
not fashionable.
Fashion victimable as Ed Hardy.
Well, just to let you know that I have not been wearing mine
and
that
I'm
much.
Proud of you.
But I do like to wear them when I take Finbar out.
And
because
I,
it's
something you said last show about, well, so nurses wear them and servers mm-hmm. wear them because they're comfortable. It doesn't matter. Fashion is about looks. It doesn't matter if your fucking feet are crammed into a goddamn shoe. If it looks good on you, that's what counts.
I can't do that. Not my feet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I had jury duty last week, last uh-huh. Monday, and it was fucking awesome because I only had to be there until like 12:30, which uh-huh. is great. But, it's funny how social media has entered into like all these different areas of the world.
Well, of course.
Because, on our video that, you know, they show us a video about how we should, you know, embrace the fact that we're on jury duty and that we should be honored and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I'm just happy as shit.
But right. But then the judge comes in, she has to swear you in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she reads you all these rules.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the rules is you can't Twitter and you cannot Facebook mm-hmm. about your trial that you're going to be on from then to the until you end.
Gotcha.
So, but they've actually had to prosecute people because they were on a jury
mm-hmm.
and they Twittered or Facebooked about it before the trial was over.
Oh,
and they had
God.
To prosecute them.
Wow.
I was like, whoa, I'm turning my phone off.
Wow.
So after she said that, I didn't mention it anymore. But it was very interesting. You know, you really don't know the behind scenes of things mm-hmm. until you kind of experience. It was cool. And there was these two guys on there that already had, like, drug charges against them before, and they were found guilty or whatever.
Were they WT?
One was WT. The other one was not.
Black.
Well, yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say non-WT, but...
he was BT.
But it's really interesting how they picked people, and there was 30 of us, and they chose 18 to go up onto the...
Mm-hmm.
to be asked questions, which I was not
so
a part of that.
You didn't have to tell them that you didn't believe in Jesus?
No, and there were no questions like that. All of it was like... you know, do you belong to the NRA? Do you have a family member that's ever been convicted of a drug crime? Do you have, you know, blah, blah, blah. It was all different kinds of things.
Do you spit or swallow?
No, they did not ask that.
Paper or plastic?
No, they didn't ask that either. Paper or plastic?
Top or bottom?
Yes, they did ask that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's important.
But it's funny because everybody in that room, because you have to fill out this form,
mm-hmm.
and... everyone in the room had a car accident. Like, everyone had one.
Well, I'm sure.
So, they would say, okay, we see you had a car accident. What happened? And they'd be like, oh, it's just a fender bender. But you got to learn a lot about these people. Like,
right.
This one lady has a brother, like, is fucking out of control, drug dealer, shot somebody up.
Damn.
Been in jail. And I was like, oh, damn.
Right.
But it's kind of interesting. You learn about everybody's lives.
Wow.
Oh, we just got two more phone calls.
Good.
So jury duty was fun. I liked it, and I wouldn't mind doing it again.
Really?
I got paid at work, so I had no problem.
Does your work make you give back the money you get from the courthouse?
No, because when you do the form in the courthouse, if mm-hmm. you mark that your employer pays, you don't get paid from the courthouse.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's like $15.
Well, I know they do it by, driver's license at this point, but even before then, when they did it by voter registration, mm-hmm. I've never been called for jury duty.
Oh, they don't do it by voter registration anymore?
No, it's by driver's license.
Oh, so you can have a driver's license and not be a voter and still be called.
Correct.
I did not know that.
But even before then, they changed it maybe 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I've been a registered voter since I was 18 years old, and
right.
I've never been summoned.
It's really cool.
To jury duty.
It's cool.
Unless,
and my case wasn't anything.
Unless
well,
you
bad.
Got, like, on a jury for a really boring, long, drawn out.
Like a divorce or something.
Or
there's divorces, too.
OJ.
Yeah. Oh, God. If I was a jury member for that, I would have killed myself.
I know. OJ, please stab me.
Right.
Just fucking run me over with the white Bronco.
Please stab me. So, yeah. That was interesting, but. Let's see here. I have on here, and I don't know if we want to talk about this, the incident that happened last week when you were coming home from work. Actually, it was Monday.
Oh, well.
Should we talk about that?
It doesn't matter.
Do you mind?
No, I already told Connor, so.
Oh, okay. Well, Oh, no, we're not supposed to talk about that. We're supposed to put it on the special DVD show, aren't we?
No, that was the front porch.
Yeah, but then I said, oh, the most awkward thing happened to Julian, you know, between Julian and I today.
Well, I think as long as we just have one good thing to put on the DVD, we can still talk about this.
Okay. So I got home from court, and somebody's phone's about to go off.
That's not mine.
And I was talking to this guy online, and we were hitting it off, and I was like, oh, you should come over.
Right.
So, and it was around the time that Julian comes home.
Yes.
And I thought he would be here sooner.
Uh-huh.
So Julian pulls into the parking lot, or into the parking space, and he gets out of his car, and he's walking up to the door, and then I see
the guy
pull up.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked over to him, and I'm talking to him, and he goes, oh, is that your roommate? And I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, I know him.
Mm-hmm.
And he waves. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, and then we're talking and da-da-da-da. And then, because we were just meeting. We weren't doing anything.
Right.
So he leaves. And
turns out it's somebody that I had hooked up with a good while back. So,
and from what I heard, it was pretty good. But the awkward thing is always happens.
Yeah.
This always happens.
The guy emailed Ricky later on asking, oh, do you guys ever play together?
Yeah. I'm like, oh,
ew. Separate rooms, and we don't touch each other. Ever.
Ever.
No.
And we have separate rooms and separate showers, and we don't touch each other.
Ever.
Ever.
Right.
And we try not to see each other naked. Ever.
No.
So he's been like emailing, you know, oh, you guys should think about it.
Are you serious?
No. Not thinking about it, sorry.
No.
Although he is pretty hot and he's cute as shit and he has nice teeth.
I've had it.
But would not do it.
I've had it.
And you don't need it anymore.
I have a boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not having sex with you.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
You hurt my feelings.
What part? Honey, we're both bottoms. We'd have to bump pussies.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. And
I'm not doing you with a strap on.
Uncomfortable.
I know. I have to go wash my brain out now.
Do you want to do some phone calls? We have four. We can do two and then...
Okay.
So we'll play the new phone call song here.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Fell Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
I feel like I should be in the cartoon like Tom and Jerry or something.
I know, but you know what? I like that so much better than we love our listeners.
It is a lot better.
That song made me want to kill myself.
Guru Nudie says on Twitter, Ricky, will J.C. Marple be giving a Southern California mud hut quake damage report? Do they have an earthquake?
Yeah, but they don't have mud huts in Southern California.
So. Well, I don't know. When did they have an earthquake?
Like a couple hours ago.
Really? Was it bad?
No.
Oh. I didn't even see that shit on Twitter. Usually I'm like, oh my God.
And even... you know, the cardboard boxes that some of the transients live in, they'll sway in the earthquake and they'll still stand.
Oh,
so even they're good.
Mm-hmm. Sad. All right. Let me download this first call here. Let's expand all. Oh, Ruby Tuesday salad. Okay, here we go. The first call is from...
Hey, guys, it's Drummer Sticks. Just wanted to say happy Zombie Jesus Day. Hope you guys are having a good one. I am going to go to a party. I'll try not to get too drunk, but if I do, I will text you guys. Hope you guys have a good show.
Wait, when he texts us, I hope it's a dirty text.
Like yeah, especially because he's drunk.
I know. That's what makes it hot.
We'll be able to talk him into it.
Mm-hmm. I bet we could, and probably his friends, too.
Ricky, don't be so jealous. It's not my fault. You're flaunting me, and people are starting to notice. And Julian, try not brushing your teeth with your boyfriend's special juice. Maybe you won't get an infection. All right? Love you guys. Bye.
I like that he called it the special juice. Shelby, drink your special juice. And maybe you won't have an infection.
Well, no. I won't say that.
What were you going to say? Something mean?
Well, no, it's something that involves Connor, and I don't want to air his
business.
Business, yeah.
His business?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling Drummer Sticks. You know we always enjoy you anytime.
Of course.
So are you going to come down for gay days or what?
Yeah, we'd come like, on, girl. We'd like to know.
Come on. You can do it, kitty cat.
You can. We have an extra bed in our suite.
Oh, you mean... Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we already booked our hotel, or actually condo,
right,
for gay days.
Which, you want to talk about the dinner real quick, or do you want to wait till after the phone call?
After the phone call.
Okay. And then we'll talk about the condo, too.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And, by the way, that extra bed is with me.
Yeah.
Loves it.
But I got a king size.
And there's no couch.
I got a king... There is a couch.
No, there's no couch.
There is
There's a not couch. A couch.
I have a whirlpool tub in my bathroom.
Oh, how dare you. We're gonna have to trade rooms for a little bit.
No ma'am, not in Wasilla.
Well, you two old fuckers will need it. Y'all probably won't be able to move after walking all day at Disney.
It'll be therapeutic. We'll pull tub.
Ricky, bring us our towels.
Pour the Epsom salts in there.
Not the Epsom salts. Okay, here we go.
Hey guys, this is Ramble. Just want to give you a quick call and let you know for the last few days I've been having a marathon of Foul Monkeys and have been laughing my butt off. And I just want to say it's really been really, really interesting shows. And I just want to say thank you for doing what you do. But after hearing about a certain somebody who had to have hemorrhoid surgery, I was just wondering, and you know, being so open and honest about it, I was just wondering, is there ever a topic that you wouldn't talk about? I was just curious. So, but keep up the great work, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Well, not necessarily a topic, but certain
things
that we won't talk about.
I would definitely say I don't share a lot of personal conflicts that I have in my life.
Right.
That's not something I've learned. That's not something I want to do.
Well, I've learned not to. Well, A, I've cut out most of the drama in my life. And even before then, I learned to not address that drama.
Right.
So otherwise, it won't go away.
Right. I think I'll pretty much talk about anything except for like really personal issues that I have.
Yeah, but I don't think as far as subject, any topics.
Mm-hmm. We would talk about anything.
We'll talk about any topic.
Pretty much, unless it involves an example of us that we don't want to talk about.
Or it involves somebody else's
that we can't
personal business.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not going to tell somebody else's personal business.
Because that's what other gays do.
Yeah.
But we're not like that.
No.
Mm-mm.
But no, ma'am. Ramble's been, Ramble Reedheed has been sending me direct messages on the Twitties all week long, and I guess as he's listening to the shows, he's like, oh my God, you are so funny.
Yeah, he'll go, I guess, a time without listening, and then he'll go and listen to like 30 or 40 shows at one time.
Yeah.
I would kill myself if I had to listen to us 30 or 40 shows in a row.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's something we will talk about. Sometimes our shows suck. Sometimes our shows are funny.
Sometimes it's funny.
But even the people that, when we think a show sucks, they're like, oh my God, that was so funny, or thank you for sharing, or blah, 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 whatever.
I know.
So.
Well, apparently people like when I tell embarrassing stories about myself. Even if I don't find it funny.
What was it the other day you were in here and I made a comment and you go, oh my God, Ricky, I've taught you so well. Do you remember what that was?
Oh, yes.
Was it something that we're not supposed to talk about?
No. You were on, shit. I can't remember it right now.
Mm, okay. We'll keep that in the back of your head.
Okay.
24 minutes. I think we got some reviews we can talk about here.
Okay.
Then we'll start on another show. How does that sound? Because I have a bunch of other stuff to talk about.
I do too, actually.
Awesome. Well,
I guess we can
shit.
Get two shows in the can
we
here.
Maybe we'll get three.
Mm.
That'll be a treat for them. Three shows in 1 week.
I know.
They would fucking have a heart attack. All right. 1 second. Uno momento, por favor. Talk about something.
Well, I'm looking on your iTunes and it's doing Idol stuff. American Idol. How bad is American Idol this year? I mean, I've watched it since the very beginning, and this year is by far the worst.
I haven't been watching any of it.
It has, by far, this is the worst year ever. And I, Ellen DeGeneres, bless her lesbian soul, but she adds nothing to
nothing
the show.
To the show.
The talent sucks. Yeah, and it's just a clusterfuck this year. And it's like, they could do the whole thing in like 15 minutes, but they stretch it out for 2 hours.
Right.
Thank God for DVR.
Oh my God, we got a new DVR and it's fucking awesome. I like it. But this is something I want to talk about. Why the fuck are they moving all of our HD channels from the 600s on to like 1200 something?
They want to keep you guessing.
Yeah, so now I have to go in, remove everything that I record, and then record it on the new channel.
Can't we just go back to the old way? We don't like change. Change is bad.
All right, so we had two reviews left for us last week. All so, right. I don't think I read this one.
Are they both 5 stars?
Yes, they are.
Excellent.
They're always 5 stars. They should be. If not, then we'll let you know. This is from Stargate Cub. This is Derek. I went to their pool party yesterday, and I met him last week at the campground.
Oh.
These guys are hilarious. I just discovered... Oh, I read that in the last show. Okay. Never mind. So, Joey3F, I also met him at the campground last week.
What's the three Fs for?
I don't know. Fist, fuck, fired? Fairy?
A fist, fuck, fairy.
Yes, that's it. Sounds like Big Fatty. Big Fatty's a 3F. A fist fucking fairy.
Oh my God.
All right. He says, love the last podcast. You guys are so fucking funny. Keep it up. So thank you, Joey. Thank you, Derek. Thank you, everyone that's left us a review. Please leave us more reviews because we love it. Every time we read them,
absolutely.
It makes us smile.
It makes us know that there's people out there
that care,
that are appreciating what we do.
So I guess we'll end the show.
Because I could be laying on my lazy ass right now watching
Weeds. But we decided to come in here, even though we kind of probably didn't feel like it, but we did it anyway.
But you know what helps? Vicodin.
Vicodin does help.
Yeah.
It helps a lot. Let me get my drink.
Oh, God.
Okay, and that's prescription Vicodin.
Yeah.
Not illegal off-the-streets Vicodin.
No.
So remember to check out today's album art. It's brought to you by a special event that happened to me. And let's see, give us a call at 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
And you can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at jcmarple.
And you can follow me on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys, or you can search for me on Facebook under Ricky Burton.
On the face. He's on the face page.
And, yeah, because I'm on the face page. Not the MySpace anymore. Also, when you're going to add me onto Facebook, make sure you tell me who you are if you're a listener or something, because my profile's private. And I think Julian's is too. So let us know if you're a listener so we know to add
everything of mine is private.
Yes.
Because some people don't need to see what I'm talking about.
Right. Hated it. I think that's a new thing we want to do. What we're hating this week and what we're loving this week.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that. We're going to start that on the next, especially, not this show.
Especially the hating part.
Right. I love to hate.
I always find something I hate. Angry!
Fucking angry as hell!
Ooh.
That was good, wasn't it?
That was really...
That was aggression.
We should get Lou to all that shit we say at the end of the show.
Right. Just put it on.
Yeah, he can voice over all that crap.
Right. I like that you're doing your fingernails while you're doing the show.
Well, I can multitask.
Okay, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
You guys have a great week.
Peace.
Bye.